Blog Talk Radio.
Not a problem. I'm about to do a radio interview.
Today is Monday, November 7th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and it is Master Your Mindset Monday. Happy Monday indeed to you. I love all my shows, but the first Monday when we do Master Your Mindset has me doubly excited, always, always, always. Why? Because I truly enjoy exploring these state of mind topics so much. I love the aha moments. I love the epiphanies. I love when the light comes on. I love it when a thought turns into a snap decision to do something better or differently. I love it when something is heard and it clicks, it awakens, it gives a sense of peace or sense of knowing. Yeah, all that and perhaps more can happen when you develop the consciousness to think through stuff and about things. It can be kind of grueling, I have to admit, sometimes, but I tell you what else it feels like, though. It feels like you have been digging for gold and you have found a mindful. Yes, that was a play on words. Mindful versus mindful, M-I-N-D. Yeah. Well, anyway, you get my point. What Cassandra and I do here on Master Your Mindset Monday is share thoughts and ideas that may make your digging a little bit easier. Get to the goal without nearly as much picking and digging. Mm-hmm. So stay a while, sit back and relax and see if you go away with something bright and shiny, a thought or two that brightens your day. We're going to talk about love and relationships for a few minutes, just girl talk mostly. You know, one thing I know I can say for certain, the idea of relationships that I see these days is really, do I dare say unique, unusual. And I'm talking about the theories and things that I see, you know, in media and TV and social media and all of that. But I don't know. Me and the superstar, our TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, we're going to talk about all of that. So, as I said, sit back and relax. See what you, T-H-I-N-K. Hey, superstar RRR, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Silver. I tell you what, they certainly are different from back in the day. Back when I called myself jonesing on somebody, they are certainly very, very different. And I'm glad that you phrased this as girl talk, because the heart seems to have a mind of its own. Now, we know it doesn't.
Yeah.
The heart was designed to pump blood, but there's a whole lot of heartless or heartfelt decisions that we make that come to play in this game of love.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said all that. And here's why, because I'm not sure. When I ask the question, has love been altered? Because as I look at things, I hear things, and I hear really well-known advisors share information that is primarily good and right. But I've listened to a couple, and I thought, but what about your heart? What about your heart saying something to one another? What about those times when you meet somebody and your heart really does throb and theirs does too? And, of course, I'm not talking about ending up in some crazy situation as a result, but I'm talking about when real love happens. It seems to me that there's such a strategy involved in it now, and I'm certainly all for being careful and cautious when you need to be, but it seems like there's such a strategy set up to even looking at a person or looking for love, or even after you meet somebody, there's like a plan that you got to put out there to check them out. You know, it's just very interesting to me that that's the reality of falling in love these days in a lot of cases. Or maybe I'm just prey to too much social media and visible stuff that I could be really just dead wrong. But it sure seems to me, even as I watch many people chat about things, that there really is a different sense of what it means to find a great love relationship. It's really mind-boggling to me. I thought to myself, you know, I still believe in the real deal can happen. It doesn't, you know, have to have, you know, meet these 10 points particularly. The real deal can happen because it's something that comes from that natural woman in you, that natural man in you. Your heart tells you. Your heart speaks. Don't you think?
You know, Silver, I do. And all of what you said, I hear. I think it's very unfortunate. I think that yes, the heart does speak, and there are times I've had them myself when I have looked at someone and been very excited. There was a time and a half when I looked at somebody and thought for sure I knew something. Yes, they didn't get that memo. It's interesting because are we brave enough to follow that thing which we think we know, that feeling, or are we stuck, especially these days, in the lure of social media and showing up publicly is so strong that I think sometimes we allow that to override what we might feel. There's also such a lie that we are living, many of us, socially. This huge social lie that we are living, that we may have lost the ability to say, hey, girl, or hey, boy, or, you know, what's your name, or I think you're fine, I think you have to, let's get together and see where this goes. It's not that pure and simple. And then I want to say that I think that the search for love oftentimes comes, and when it comes from anything other than this, than a true place, it cannot be fulfilled. The search of love, the need for love, oftentimes comes from a sense of lacking self. And so the real love relationship, the lover, is not outside your sleeve. Really welcome someone home to you until you know where you are and where home is. It's like Marianne Williamson says, if you don't want to be with you, nobody else does.
That's for sure. Well, it sounds very much like love has been altered, and do I dare say in a lot of cases distorted, because what I heard you say is that there, the real part of it, what really makes real love and real relationships, people aren't they haven't found that in themselves yet, that place of being real, or even understanding what real love is, or even being, haven't been in real love or experienced it. And I believe you're right, looking for someone to do something with that.
Even brave enough to strike out. Even brave, if you are not connected with yourself, in other words, if you are insecure and scared, and you see someone that you're attracted to, you're going to be too scared to move in any kind of honest and authentic way. You're going to be too, and you know, that is my problem with some of the men that I have met out here, is I am not the kind of girl, never have been, don't want to be, that's going to chase a brother down. Because it's like I said, if I met you, you're going to be my girlfriend. That ain't what I'm looking for. But, you know, it's
you are crazy.
You know what I usually say. I'm not going to say that out of respect for your radio show. But, you know, if I have to run it, why am I in a bra and a dress? You know, it's like it's, you know, that kind of old fashion, but you get all this social posturing, all these public lives. Can't even man up and do the thing you say you want to do when it comes down to, you know, meeting someone face to face. And I don't really know the answer. You know, usually when we have these Mastery Mindset Monday conversations, I think I know a thing or two. Girl, I'm just like, what are we going to say on this one? Because I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So, but I'm curious to hear what we say also.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'm going to put this out here because I believe, too, you just got to be brave enough. I was in the furniture store maybe about 3 weeks ago, and a guy came up to me. He had said hello to me as I passed by him and had that kind of vibe that, you know, wanted to say something else but didn't at that particular moment, but managed to find himself in my same spot. And he said, you know, very nicely, and I appreciate that, being gentlemanly, I think it makes sense. And he said to me, you know, I really like to get to know you. Would you mind if I could ask you out to dinner? And I said, that is such a nice thing for you to suggest, but I'm going to say no, and I'm sorry. And so I just smiled. I said, but thank you so much. And he, you know, walked away, which I brought this particular thing up to say, you got to be prepared for the fact that you may be, I think I do it politely. I know a lot of women don't handle it quite that same way. But you got to be prepared to handle a woman or a man, what they want to call rejection. But I do think that if you're interested, it's quite all right and probably encouraged. You should be encouraged to go ahead and say something to that individual to strike up some interest or find out where you're at, because that was just somebody I was not, you know, interested in for whatever reason, my own sense of whatever. But there have been a couple of times where I say, yeah, we can have some coffee or, you know, something like that. But you just have to be prepared for that. But I'm really not scared to make a move either. But I, like you, I'm not the person who chases you. I'm not, you know, the one who that's really too much work for me. You know, I think men particularly, and you say it best, when they decide they want to be with you, that's when it works out best. I don't want to help you determine that.
Right. I said, when a man loves
you should
a woman,
know.
They write songs about it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, I know that that's, you know, kind of, you know, there's supposed to be some sort of pursuit, I guess. But if I let you know that I'm interested, I mean it. And you can, you know, we can kind of test the waters from there. But yeah, I do agree with that. That those things, and that's kind of, I think, in some sense, Cassandra, old school, as I said. But I like, that way you get to hear somebody's voice, you get to kind of feel the moment and all of that.
Yeah. It is old school, but I'm not looking for a kindergartner either. So, you know, what is natural and real to me, whether you practice it or not, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not dating at the daycare. So,
right.
But it's interesting. It's interesting. I also have reached a point after many nights that turned into days with me, myself, and I as my company, and that certainly is by choice, because anybody cannot go home or to bed alone these days. That is really not hard. But when you search yourself and you realize that you deserve something better than just somebody else in your space, and you really do that time, that soul searching, you realize to a place where I'd rather not have my cheek jacked up on some nonsense. And I treat myself very well. And so I'd rather just do me, just be with what I know I can count on. I don't think that, well, I do definitely have, we can call them standards or things that I know are going to work for Cassandra, and also things that I am worth on what I know I have to give. And up until the time that that is, materializes for me, I promise you, I'd rather be binge watching Netflix than minding my own business with my chi intact. You know.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. You know, I wonder too if I know social media is a big thing for relationships, and I know people who have been quite successful all the way to the altar and still doing fabulously in those relationships. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, this to me, this was bad news, and I don't know if it has changed. I just made sure everybody that said something to me got unfriended on my social media. But when I first launched on social media, I guess it was truly meant in some kind of way years ago to kind of put yourself out there for that reason. That was the impression I got by a lot of the feedback I got. I can't even tell you how many messages I got from men, and some of the things they would say to me were everything from crazy to offensive about wanting to get together. And I thought to myself, what? What? Are you serious? Did you read any of my stuff in my timeline? Did it sound anything like I'm looking for love? Not that it's, again, if it's a legitimate, I see you and you seem like you're a very interesting person and I would love it if I could meet you. That's one thing, but those weren't the messages that I was getting. I mean, it was some of it, as I say, it was just very unusual and just very unprofessional and way, 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 way too personal for somebody you really don't know. So anyway, but I don't know that people have lost their faith in it. I mean, I think there's still potential to meet people even on Facebook and the other, opportunities that there are out there socially. I guess what I think comes with that, though, is to, you know, you want to make sure you're not caught up in some kind of fairy tale-ish kind of thing, because I've heard a lot of really great stories, seen them actually come to fruition, but I have heard like 10 times as many situations that would scare the bejeebies out of you meeting somebody, you know, online. Yeah. So I don't know. We're not here to advise anybody on anything. We're just talking girl talk today about it and some of our realities and some of the things we know.
Also, when it comes to that, when it comes to whether you meet someone in a remote or a strange situation, like a social media situation, whereby you're entering into a conversation and people feel and find themselves head over heels in love and don't even necessarily know somebody's last name. I'm not judging, I'm just saying. But whenever you do the situation, or if you meet somebody at work or at the coffee shop or in any kind of place, as I said before, as you advance on, there hopefully would have been some time that you spent before he came along with yourself, where you understand this works for Cassandra, like that. Oh, and she loves it when we do this, but that ain't cute. Or this is interesting, and she walks on this point. Well, this I can take, that'll never fly. But if I don't know me, and if I put the lack of somebody above the worth of myself, then I am going to find myself head over heels and knee deep in some nonsense, only having to extract myself if I'm lucky. when you know yourself and when you know what does and doesn't work, it makes people upset sometimes because you know yourself that well, but you don't have to tell anybody. You just have to know that when he or she does or don't do a certain thing, that doesn't work for me, period. Because people will tell you who they are. This is not new. As a matter of fact, it's almost cliche, this saying now. But it's upon us to believe them if we want to know the truth. Because people are going to do what they do, and they're doing their truth. Do you like it? If you don't like it, well, that's who they are. And I don't go in giving somebody a roadmap as to what to do or what not to do, because I want to see honestly who you are. But if who you honestly are doesn't work with who I honestly am, why break up from you 2 months from now with 2 months of frustration because you didn't do
Let's
what
just
I needed
do it
you to
now.
Do when you told me this on the second date? You know what I'm saying? But again, my peace of mind, my sanity, my sense of self is more important to me than the fact that somebody is not in my bed or in my house or in my head. The fact that I am in my head and in those places is more important to me than the absence. And I'm busy. You know what I'm saying?
So, sure. Yeah. Of course I do. Of course I do. Well, you know, I can't believe how fast the time is flying by, but I guess I say that, but I guess I do because it always does. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, but did we say anything? I was waiting to hear what we was going to say because I needed some help on this one myself.
Well, one note I jotted down for sure about the social media thing is that people are and I would love to hear that story, though. I've heard on sites for, you know, establishing relationships. I haven't heard as many social media successes, but I think it's really a challenge to develop intimacy and trust with somebody when you're communicating on social media. That's not a real relationship. And I think that because that opportunity is there, you know, you can say things to make a person feel good and say it back and, you know, well, that's my man and that's my girlfriend or whatever, but you're still not in a real relationship. You've never seen each other. Right. I know of situations where people never even talked, but they think they're in a relationship. So, you know, please awaken on the issue of that I will say, because it's a dangerous thing for your own head and heart to be in a situation where it looks like it's supposed to be love, feels good. And then, again, some of them just turn out to be some of the hairiest and scariest stories in the world. But my favorite point for us on this, and we're going to talk about this, and it's going to be time to go, but I still believe in love, the real old school kind where it just makes you kind of feel, you know, giddy and good all over. But I love that the whispers say love is where you find it, and I want us to end on that point because, again, I think it's okay to wrap your head around certain things you need or want, but sometimes we're looking for it in places where we think it ought to be, and it may be showing up somewhere else, the best person for you and for your life and for your future, for your heart, for your head, for your everything. And so I just really love that song. I hear it. Yeah. Hey there, Cassandra.
Yes.
You still with me? Sorry about that. I think we lost about a minute of time there, but that's the second time that happened today, losing the connection with the board. But anyway, we were saying that, and we've got about 3 minutes before I need to wrap, but I was just saying that love is where you find it. So I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, yes, and that statement, and I do believe it, really suggests that it is so personal. Well, it's not based on what you think or what I think or what anybody, girlfriend, parent, child, thinks about love and the relationship that you decide to be in. I think love also happens when you allow it. I think when you decide it, because when you decide to make allowances, then I think that you are more open. And I don't think, I mean, love is happening all the time. Not necessarily the love I want, but it's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I need to work on my allowing. I just know, and I look and me and all my little girl fierceness will say, I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that, and then I meet the one that I would do it for. And that is what I am looking for. Now, this doesn't mean that I throw Cassandra out the window by no stretch of the imagination, but it means that at that time I am more allowing, and I've decided to give this a shot, not on the okie doke, but on the thing that the heart says, girl, don't pass this up. So as you said, we start this out saying, you know, the heart speaks. It does. So
it surely does. It surely does. Well, this has been interesting. So did you hear what we talked about?
I might have to listen to this show again. I knew my mouth was moving, but I don't know if I said anything.
It was a girl talk conversation. We've had many,
but it's
many,
always
many,
a
many.
Pleasure.
For sure. It's
always great. No, go on, go on.
It brought back a very heartfelt memory from our very first show that we did many, many, many years ago on landline radio. The story is too long to tell right now, but it was our. We talked about relationships that day for 2 hours, which was really something. Mm-hmm. And it was, as they say, the rest is history. But thank you so much for being
always
here today.
A pleasure.
Tell people quickly how they can see you daily.
Fox6now.com. Stream a weekly morning chat fest, or daily, I should say, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central. And you can log on and spend time with us. You can find me and more of what I think I know on my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com. And, of course, always right here on Blog Talk Radio and Foxology on first morning. So if you master your mindset Monday, and it's always
absolutely
a pleasure. So
thank you so much, sis.
All right.
Appreciate
you.
All righty. Sounds good. And I appreciate all of you as well listening. And thanks for staying with me today. We're talking about love and relationships. So keep believing in the love, especially if it's the kind that's just bringing you the healthiest and the happiest of times. That's for sure. If it hurts, it's not supposed to hurt and make you feel all crazy. But if it makes you healthy and happy, I say when, what, where, who, how you get it, just enjoy it. Make sure, one of my favorite things that I remember is loving out of your strengths and not your weaknesses. That's when the best comes about. So in the meantime, have a great day. Look forward to talking to you next time. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.